What a game out there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we came out with good energy. It's always nice, you know, U.S. Canada. It's a good rivalry there, so we were pretty excited, and it showed on the ice.
You know, coming out of that first period, shots are tied at 11 each side. Goals are tied two apiece. I imagine the energy was pretty high just going into that first intermission, coming off that first 20 minutes of play.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely high pace. It was pretty even heading into the second period there. So, we didn't really change much. Maybe just some tactical stuff, but we just kept our high energy and high pace and kept going north, and that really helped us out in the end.
Well, and then you certainly made your mark there, right out of the gate in the second period with those back-to-back goals. Can you walk us through those a little bit and just how they happened for you?
Yeah, I mean, the first goal was kind of a broken play. We got a nice turnover there, and Cole Koski made a really nice play to me, and I just kind of put it in back door. And then same kind of thing, second goal there. Jack Hughes, good forecheck, and he got a turnover and just hit me in a little quiet area, and I shot through a screen and went in. So, but definitely you're playing with elite players. It's nice, and it's really easy to play with those guys.
I was my next question to you was going to be right along those lines. You're playing on a line with Jack Hughes and Oliver Wahlstrom. What's that like for you having the three of you playing together and the kind of chemistry you can generate?
Yeah, I mean, I think we played together, three quarters of last season. So, it's really not too hard to, have the chemistry. They're both, elite players, and they're gonna have long careers in hockey. So it's really nice to play with them, and they're just really great guys, and I'm just happy to be on their line.
Absolutely. You had mentioned when the conversation started, that rivalry with Team Canada is always there and makes things exciting. And this game certainly demonstrated that between the goal scoring at both ends and the entertainment for the fans. There was quite a few penalties in this, so the emotions are running high. What's it like wearing that USA sweater and playing in a game at a camp like this against Team Canada?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool. I'm so honored to play for my country, and just to be able to play against Canada in that rivalry, even if it's just a summer showcase, it's just really cool. And I've had a lot of fun here, and I've made some lifelong friends, and it's just been a great experience.
It may only be the end of July, but obviously we're already starting to think about the next season and getting geared up for World Juniors, just coming up in really a handful of months. What is it that you feel that you're focusing on for this week to demonstrate to the U.S. coaching and management of what you can bring to the roster and just what your goals are for the week?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as far as my play, I'm not really trying to change much. I think as far as showing, I think just showing like high hockey IQ and good intelligence out there and being a smart player both ways is something I'd like to show, and I think will help me, eventually or hopefully make the team with that.
Excellent. Absolutely. With development camp just ending just a handful of weeks ago, that experience spending that week with Flyers coaches and staff and so forth, do you pull anything from that really helps you feel more comfortable in an event like this? Do you take things that you learn from that and apply it in this situation as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely learned a lot at development camp, just as far as what the next level's like and, where I need to get to. So I think, just heading into this camp, it gave me a lot of confidence, just playing with elite players like that. And, I've just had a lot of fun, and, it's been a real smooth transition.
Excellent. Well, Joel, best of luck to you for the rest of the week. We'll certainly be following along, and we'll be sure to talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.